Yeah.
Yeah. When did you guys meet?
It's in a beer bong, actually.
Mm-hmm. Like, four hose beer bong.
Yeah.
Yeah, this dude couldn't do it because he was on antibiotics. So I slid in and finished off the chug more.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of, our eyes met at the end of the chug. And it was like, it's like one of those magic moments you hear people describe in a rom-com, like just kindred spirits. And I just remember feeling all these chemicals of joy in my dome. And we held eye contact for so long that finally one of our other bros.
Yeah, I felt bad for the other two guys.
Brent was like, yo, the chug's over. And we were like still holding the hose looking at each other.
Oh, fuck it. I didn't think that answer would have gone that far. All right, what up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? Fuck. We're here with Chad and JT. What's happening, lads?
Chilling,
dude.
What's up, dude? Excited to be here.
Yeah.
Bro, I was okay. I have to ask about when you guys went on news. How did that come about?
The news?
Yeah,
like
it was a while ago. But like,
mm-hmm.
I remember seeing that shit. And I was like, are these like, is this real? Like,
dude, yeah,
super real.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we're just intelligent commentators, and I think Fox saw an opportunity to bring some political insight to the broader audience.
Yeah,
I take my job seriously.
How did that actually come about? You just like hit him up or you?
Yeah, we had this city council video go viral.
That's right.
And then, the host, Jesse Waters, I guess he's like a bro and he's like, these guys are legit. And so his producer just emailed us and she's like, you want to come on Fox News? And we're like, what? and there's a studio out here in LA. So then we just went. Yeah. And it's literally like 10 minutes.
Really?
Like you're just in and out, and it was kind of like a whirlwind. We're like, "What do we do?" And they're like, "Yeah." It was very brief, and it was just very like we sort of went viral. Sort of what you were talking about when it went viral, and all these people were reaching out, and then like, "Hey, do you want to come on Fox News?" And we're like, "Yeah." And then we were on there, and we're like, "Yeah, okay, cool."
And then it was done.
But then they just kept having us back.
Yeah, because I saw the one where you guys bleached your hair. I was like, "How much were they thinking about this?" Like. That shit was hilarious.
Well, I remember we were at the salon. We got it done at a salon.
Oh.
And we wanted to make sure that they were going to let us talk about it because I wasn't going to bleach my hair unless like it was like for sure.
Yeah.
And so Chad was on the phone with like their producer and he's like, we're a go. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
And then we just bleached it out.
I remember, did you see JT walking around the Comedy Store?
Oh, yeah.
That night?
I remember when you bleached your hair.
Dude.
And I had that brassy yellow going on.
It was like a
yellow orange. Because for my dark hair, you have to bleach it about 6 times. And they couldn't roast it that much in one session. So
holy fuck.
I had to keep doing it.
But
it was fun.
I couldn't stop laughing.
It's good though, yeah.
It was good for the bit, yeah, for sure.
Did you shave your hair off after?
No, kept it. And it was good for the coral as well. But we recently shaved a line down the middle of our heads to raise awareness for Amazon deforestation because 17% is missing.
It's so growing in.
Shaved off 17% of our domes.
Oh.
That one was a little tougher.
Why was that tougher?
You just look so ridiculous with a line down the middle of your
head. No, but it has deep meaning, you know?
That's the thing. It does inspire and it does, you know, engender
Did
change.
Did anybody else
so.
Join you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had some bros.
Probably like 20 at least.
20.
Maybe 20,
like,
20, 30.
Good spirited fucking beasts out there who want to help.
Yeah. That's sick, dude.
They actually did it?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
When did
you do this?
What's up?
When did you shave it?
We did November.
Really?
Yeah. And I've been wearing a hat ever since.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. Why did you want to do it? You just... For a good cause,
spread awareness.
Watch the documentary on the Amazon. I was like, this is fucked up, dude. So we got to do something. And using our head as a symbol for what needs to change has been effective for us in the past.
Yeah, it worked well.
We just keep proceeding with that. It did. It worked really well. We've raised some money for the Amazon.
Oh,
and
really?
I think more than that, we've raised awareness, which is like always our number one desire.
Because not a lot of people know about Amazon. So it's good that you guys like.
Amazon, the company. Like, they got good deals, good products.
That's when I clicked the documentary, I thought it was on Bezos going to space. And then when I watched it, I was like, there's a fucking rainforest with the same name, and it's getting fucking torched. Yo, quick pivot. Let's change our hair.
Yeah, and I think, too, because our hair is such, like, a metaphor for, you know, abundance and beauty. And, you know, to shave a line down the middle of it. It's like when you hear about deforestation, you're like, okay. Yeah. But then when you see it on someone's dome, you're like, that's fucked up.
That's
and that's when you
serious.
Have to start real change.
Yeah, because if you imagine the earth is like a haircut, the Amazon has like a line down the middle of it right now.
17% to be exact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it's probably a little bit more patchy.
Yeah.
You probably should do like a little checkerboard next time.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Good.
Not opposed. Actually, I'm down, dog.
Dude, I'm opposed.
Yeah, it was really, the shaved head one was really tough for Chad.
Oh, really?
Oh, we have a photo if you guys, yeah.
Yeah, because you got quite long hair.
Yeah, I've flow, and I'm pretty.
Has beautiful hair.
I'm pretty psyched on it. So to do that, you know, it's like, I don't
it's
know if
coming
you can
back.
That. Yeah, like you can't 60%. Really tell now. But it was, I had a balayage and everything. It was.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So you guys are born and raised here?
Orange County.
Yeah.
Sick. What's it like growing up in OC?
It's beautiful. The people are beautiful. A lot of hot women, a lot of hot dudes. Probably the hottest dudes in the world come from Orange County. Just a bunch of 6'4 thoroughbreds. He would fit in nicely, brother.
Yeah, sure. The accent, huh?
But they're all chill dudes. It's a it's a good energy down there.
Jack Dad.
Is it at all like the TV show, The OC? Because I loved that show growing up.
It is like that. I don't know, like, what was episode 5, season 1, where Ryan hooks up with Caleb's girlfriend? I don't know if there was a lot of that going on, maybe at, like, a New Year's party or something, someone might kiss a mom, but there was a lot of that, like, a lot of similar hijinks, I think.
Yeah. I think there wasn't as much cocaine in the open.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it was a little bit more, because you watch that show and everyone's, like, doing it, like, on the beach, and you're like, nah.
Oh, that on the show?
From what I remember.
Early, the pilot, there was more blow. The and then I think they realized we need to dial this back a little bit if we want like 12-year-olds to watch.
Yeah, this would be a good look for OC.
Yeah.
There wasn't much cocaine in my...
No.
More the parents were doing it. The kids were like pretty chill on it.
Come home and the fucking parents are just...
We were afraid. I remember the first time I saw cocaine, it like, I couldn't look at it. It like intimidated me so
really?
Much.
Really? Why?
I don't know. It's just like, it just, it felt like... Like Voldemort or something like that. Like I'd heard so much bad stuff about it that like when I looked at it, I was like, oh man, I couldn't look. I felt like it bullied me. I had to turn away.
Yeah, no, I've never had that.
No,
it's usually inviting.
When you saw it for the first time, you were like, that looks fine.
I was like, oh, that looks. It could remind you of Antarctica and how global warming is melting the ice caps.
Oh,
that's true.
You should do half a bag.
The sun is snorting the ice caps.
All the good blow.
Did you guys go to Coachella?
This year?
I went in 2014.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I snuck in, actually, which I was pretty proud of.
Whoa, how'd you sneak in?
Dude, I just walked through the exit.
What?
Which is, everyone's like, you can't get in. I just walked through, and I was like, I saw Outkast. I was like, I guess
what?
I'm in.
You walked backwards, right?
I walked backwards. Dude, yeah. No, I really did get in. So I went to Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Because my buddy's like, I got a ticket for you. And then I get there, my buddy's like, I don't have a ticket. And so I was staying with my buddy at his dad's place in Palm Springs, and they went to Coachella.
Damn.
So I was like, did I just take a bus back? And then I was like, well, I might as well just try to get in.
Yeah.
So I literally just walked through the exit.
Backwards, and it worked.
Backwards, yeah, that's the key.
That's fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, yeah, I went this year, it sucked.
Whoa,
really?
Why?
It sucked, bro.
Why?
It was so lame. Like, it's number one, like, it's just all these dumb influencers just trying to be seen and like show their asses.
And like a lot of brands and shit, like every brand's got like
every
their
brand,
house.
Bro.
Yeah,
and
like Ruth Chris has like a booth there if you want to get like a nice tri-tip sandwich.
Yeah. Really?
I don't know why that's making me laugh.
No, that was the most random shit. Tri-tip sandwich. No, but it's right. It really sucked. Like, so I know like 6 people that got like scammed out of tickets. Like even David Dobrik got scammed out of tickets.
Really?
And Tanner and my best friend Christian, he spent like $7,000 on like artist pass tickets from some reseller, and the guy just didn't even give it to him. So
really,
it is crazy. And also like. So there's like fucking like 100 levels of like tickets. So there's like GA, VIP, then there's like artist guest pass, and then there's like the actual artists and then the people that they bring. So then those people can go everywhere. The artist guest pass, it's literally just like a different entry in. So you're paying an extra $1,000 just to walk in a little bit easier.
Mm.
It was the dumbest shit ever, but it was just so overpacked and crowded. It really sucked. I thought you guys would have been there.
I'm not a big crowd guy.
Yeah. No. I heard it was overcrowded this year, too.
Yeah, and everyone's just, like, fucked up on Molly, just, like, chewing their faces off.
It's too exhausting.
It sucked. And the heat.
Dude, by Sunday?
Fuck.
You can't move.
Bro, I had, by Sunday,
one
of my friends, who's a DJ, great guy, I love him bits, he flew in after, like, playing shows, He flew in. He's blowing my phone up at 8 a.m. And I was like, yo, like, you're going to get shanked if you keep calling me. Like, I went to bed at 6 a.m. Like, and then he, like, rocks up the house and, like, opens my door and starts, like, let's fucking go. I was like, bro, like, I don't know what the fuck you think is going on. Like, I was so dead.
Don't interrupt your sleep, your rest time. You need that recuperation.
Bro, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you guys live around here now, or did you move out of OC, or what happened?
Yeah, we live around here. But I had an acting class the day after Coachella.
Really?
I had, like, a big scene. And I come back, I, like, drive up that night, and I couldn't remember my lines. So I was like, oh, I don't know.
Really?
It was like, yeah, it was like a big presentation. Oh, not presentation. It was just, it was like, big, you know, it was a big sort of like showcase.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like to my scene part, I'm like, sorry, dude. He's like,
what movie was it? What,
dude, I don't know. It was like a play. You know?
Nice. He's like Shakespeare.
Yeah, he's like,
I can picture you doing Shakespeare.
Yeah, he's just not, you know, people be like, oh, it's okay, man. He was just like,
he was
like,
pissed off. Oh, yeah, how long were you working on that scene?
A few weeks.
Really?
Yeah, but I was like, you know, 22, and I was just like, I just figured I could rebound and not after Coachella.
How did it go? No, just didn't work.
No.
Damn, are you friends with that guy still?
No,
fuck that guy.
He's a bitch.
That's fucking crazy. So you guys,
if you're listening,
are you guys acting now? Like, I know you guys have a podcast and shit. Attention, listeners, are you ready to be blown away? Abby is.
Hell yeah.
You asked for it. And they listened. Our friends have just relaunched the Ultra Smooth package. It's back, baby. Your new favorite tool and complement to the Lawnmower 4.0 to keep your boys smooth while looking and feeling their best. This specialized groin shaving kit is here to help you buff, protect, and shave your most sensitive areas. It's time to crop that bush of yours and get right to the roots with a discount just for you from Manscaped. Get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com with code TAPIN. Let's fucking go.
Yeah, Abby. Dude. I'm so excited.
Look, Abby's loved up, everyone. He's seen someone special, and you know what that means?
<Don't say> that.
You know what that means? He's gonna have smooth balls all the time.
Hell yeah.
He's got the smoothest cock in the game.
I actually hooked up with a girl recently and I was traveling and I forgot my lawnmower 4.0 up, and I'm like, oh god damn it. This does not represent me.
It's like a passport when you fly.
Yeah, yeah. You have to have it's your like lawnmower. Passport, keys, lawnmower 4.0.
Here's the thing. We only live once, and you never know when you're going to meet the woman of your dreams.
Exactly.
How do you know? And what if you end up having sex? You got a hairy asshole and a hairy balls?
Yeah, get out of here.
You're going to think about that for the rest of your life. Get 20% off plus free shipping with code TAPIN at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code TAPIN at manscaped.com. Smooth out your fellas with the relaunched Ultra Smooth package from the fellas at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. Bro, I love my mom so much.
You know, I love your mom too.
You love my mom. You guys spent a couple nights together. You guys are very fond of each other. And Mother's Day is coming up.
Hell yeah.
What are you going to get my mom for Mother's Day?
Well, your mom's my sugar mom, so you buy her stuff, and then she'll buy me new Raycons.
Oh. I'll buy mom Raycons to give to you.
Yeah.
Look, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Raycon is here. If you need new headphones, Abby goes for runs at night, and whenever he's running, you know, you don't want those flimsy fuckboy headphones that just fall out.
Yeah.
You want headphones that are locked in. They're not going anywhere.
With Raycon too, you can hear your surroundings too. So you know, it's safer to run with those.
If someone's
on,
like screaming at you, or you hear a car.
Yeah, exactly.
You can hear it. It's so much safer to be out and about. Like, plus, it's made by Ray J.
There's a bunch of colors, like different colors, different ear gel tips. You can customize them. There's so many different options. Unlike other places, you can get the ones that look cool. You know, you could have it match your cell phone case, everything, all that stuff. You can have it match your outfit. You can get 10 pairs if you like.
And they offer 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life.
Good. There's nothing worse than you're about to go on a run or go on a
flight.
Yeah, and then your battery's dead.
And they're priced just right. You get quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. So tell mom how much you love her and make sure she hears it crystal clear audio quality with Raycon. Go to buyraycon.com/tapin to get 15% off your Mother's Day order. That's buyraycon.com/tapin.
I'm not a very good actor. I blink a lot when I'm on camera.
Right.
My brain misfires and I just go like this, because I think I'm trying not to talk when I'm supposed to be listening. and my brain doesn't know what to do with all that excess energy. So initially my mouth used to just move. I try to predict what someone was saying so you can see my mouth going. And then I stopped doing that and all the energy went to my eyes and now I just blink a lot. But once I get that blinking under control.
Oh, you're going to be crazy.
Dude, Dustin Hoffman, it's on. I'm just going to be crushing it. But right now I'm just working through those things.
They both do stand up. They're really good at stand up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we like doing stand up. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's
what we just did Moon Tower Comedy Festival together. Yeah. That was so fun.
Dude, it was so sick.
That was like Coachella, but for like comedians. Yeah. It's like summer camp. Everyone's just out there like
we
partying.
Took over an entire hotel in Austin, just partied every day. It was so much fun.
Just a bunch of funny people.
Yeah.
It sounds like the best time. Where was in Austin?
Austin, yeah.
When was this?
Last week.
Damn.
We worked out together. That was fun.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's where I tried to impress comedians was in the weight room. I was like, I'm doing squats every day, dude.
Like, yeah, you can't keep up with these squats.
Look, we got tree trunks down here, bro. Let's go.
So how long have you been doing stand-up?
8 years.
Jesus Christ.
I think so, yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. 10 years. We started on the same day at the same place in New York City, me and Abby.
What?
Yeah, the comic strip.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You guys each other for 10 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like we met and then didn't see each other for like 2 years and then saw each other out in LA and we're like, hey, you're still doing it. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking wild.
It's pretty crazy.
That's sick. Has there ever been like any like horror stories that happen like on like he would tell me sometimes when like the crowd sucks. Mm-hmm. And then he had this one story where he just started
and
fucking.
I bombed in San Diego at some place. It was pretty bad.
They're a passive audience in San Diego, too. They're all like super chill and kind of stoned.
I would say 90% of the time I do good in San Diego. Like at the comedy store and stuff, but this was a bad one.
What was the show?
It was, I don't even remember, some bar next to that good show that's outdoors. You know the good one that's outdoors?
Yeah. Like
Josh Nelson's show, that big outdoor
PB
one.
Backyard.
Yeah. There was some bar next door to that.
Right.
Fuck, it sucked.
Yeah, those bar shows, I think those are probably the biggest horror stories because especially early on, like you'd have friends and family be like, I'll come to a show, and you get these little bar shows, and like there's no one in the audience, and it's just your cousin just looking at you, and he's like, so this is what you're trying to do, and you're like, yeah.
Oh yeah, one time I did a bar show in New York, and the only people that showed up were like my aunt and cousins and shit, then like comedian after comedian went on stage and is like doing crowd work, like, oh, so you fucking anybody? I'm like, it's my family. God,
brutal. Yeah.
It's so fucking odd. Like, what do you say?
Yeah, it's so brutal. And then I had to go up and just perform for just family members. It was an absolute nightmare.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's worst case scenario.
Do you think your family, like, laughs harder because they feel sorry?
They're so supportive, but, like, it was still brutal, though.
I get this. JT and I have talked about this, of, like, this anxiety before, especially big shows where you're just sort of like, why do I put myself in this position? Yeah. Because you're about to go in front of a big crowd and stuff. Like, what is this choice I made? But then afterwards, it's very rewarding. It's like a nice, it's a roller coaster. So it's like a big adrenaline dump.
Yeah, it's very vulnerable to go up and just like try and make people laugh like that.
Yeah.
That's probably my biggest piece of it, like anxiety. Like I would freak out. It's my biggest fear for sure.
Yeah. But when you get laughs though, it's like very, it's like the best feeling. When you get crushed and you get off stage, you're like, it's very satisfying.
Have you got any like shows coming up?
Netflix is a joke. We got two at the Townhouse in Venice.
Sick.
That should be fun.
That's a good venue too.
Yeah. It's a Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Have you checked out any of the shows that have been going on?
Bro, I've been in Hawaii.
Wow, nice. Yes.
What island?
Maui.
Nice.
Yeah.
What part?
I got no idea. Bro, I was having a shit week last week, so I just like, I was like, I need to just have a break and like get away from like all the nonsense here, and very immature thing to just run away from my problems.
No, not at all. That's smart. I think genuinely, I think that's smart. Just get a reset.
Yeah, I had to. I just fuck it. 48 hours. I went and laid in the sun. Like I wanted to go do all this shit, but I was just like, I just need to like take a little break. I wanted to. Apparently, Oahu is sick, but I didn't go. I don't know anything to do there.
Yeah, I think I've been to Maui, Oahu. Yeah, Hawaii's the best.
Yeah.
That feeling of just being alone in the Pacific is my favorite.
It's fucking great. Which is your favorite?
Favorite island? Oahu has like the North Shore, which is like the big surf mecca. But I've only been there once for like a day.
Right.
That sounds like the coolest, even though it's probably the most crowded.
Yeah. Do you surf a lot?
I do, yeah. I'd surf Maui a lot, like Honolulu Bay. And I heard Kauai's the most beautiful. That's everyone talks about.
When
Kauai,
I was 18, I spent 3 months on Kauai. It's like the most beautiful place on earth.
Really?
But it's so boring.
It's very boring. Right.
It's so boring.
It's beautiful. It's like Jurassic Park and all that stuff is.
Yeah, like if
there.
You like go with a girl or something, it's great. But like if you're trying to like do anything, there's literally nothing.
No action.
It's like a retirement town.
Yeah. I felt pretty bored.
Yeah.
I went and saw a magic show actually, which was.
Oh, that sounds brutal.
Bro, five people in the crowd.
Really?
I felt so bad because these three old dudes.
Yeah, that's brutal.
It sounds like your own personal Forgetting Sarah Marshall experience. Like a brutal magic show.
No, it legitimately was. Like, so I kept walking past this like sign that says like world's best magician. And I was like, yo, I got to, if it is,
let's
if he's here
up.
In Hawaii, like I have to fucking see it. And we pull up to this hotel and go in, and this is like this weird guy just, it's really interesting because we go in, you're expecting a magic show, and I started getting a history lesson. This guy started like telling me about like Hawaii. I was like, sick, but like I want to see magic.
Yeah.
Like, why am I here? And then he starts like going through this cabinet and like showing me like random shit. I'm like, bro, like where is the show? Like what is going on? And then he's like, you have to look at this mirror and put your hand up and say, open sesame. I'm like, bro, you're a fucking 60-year-old man. I'm 24 years old. Like, I'm here to see magic. Like, I don't want to wave at a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And then I obviously did it because I was whatever. But I could hear him click this thing in his pocket, and he was like clicking the door behind us to like open up. And then we went in, and there was just like one couple on their honeymoon, this older couple, and then me. And then there's like one old guy here, and it was like, it really sucked. Like, it was really, like, sad. And then at the end of it, they asked if I wanted a photo with the guy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, bro, like, I should have got the photo, but I was like,
You said no.
Yeah, I was like, I'm so sorry.
That's
like,
a strong choice.
I want to eat. Bro, it was.
You were hungry?
I was so hungry. I was about to piss myself.
Yeah.
But it went up for, like, an hour and a half. There's, like, five people sitting in a room with this, like, old guy, like, showing up. And it wasn't even, like, crazy, sick magic. It was, like, his biggest one was he had this empty bag. And then he just had like this foam egg that he would like hide in his hand, and then he'd like put it in the bag and like, look, here's the egg.
You know, one of the things I'm most proud of in my life is that I'm not friends with any magicians.
Bro, there's one magician that I'm friends with that I met at a club here. Best friend I've ever had.
At Magic Castle?
No, at this club called Members.
Oh, cool.
Have you been to Members?
Mm-mm.
No.
It's literally like, it feels like Tulum, but they have like magicians that like walk around and completely like change your dinner, and then there's like a shaman who like comes and puts like smoke on you and shit.
Sages you?
Yeah. Nice. It's a very LA dinner.
Oh, I'd love that.
But like I paid this dude every time I give him money to come over, because he like, I had one of my friends who's a billionaire who was sitting there and he like wants to know everything. He was paying this guy to try and figure out his tricks because he's so fucking pissed off.
Right.
But like, I only want to be friends with good magicians, not bad ones, because it's like embarrassing.
One time I was at the Comedy Store and I left, and then 2 minutes, literally like 2 minutes after I left, David Blaine showed up and did magic for all my friends.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, I was so pissed.
Damn.
Fuck, dude.
That would have been so cool.
I heard someone who was in David Blaine, and David Blaine and Leonardo DiCaprio are good friends.
Yeah.
And they used to be like running partners, like picking up women. And everyone said Blaine had more game and rhythm than
I bet you. Yeah,
Leonardo DiCaprio. Because he'd bring girls back and he'd like put himself in the oven and like survive at 500 degrees. Like, look at Leo do to match that. No shot.
Yeah, what the fuck is Leo going to do?
Yeah. No, you can't do that.
Fucking go over there and cry.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I can cry on command.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's cool. Just one tear rolls down his cheek.
Yeah, he comes out, puts a fucking skewer in his fucking bicep.
Yeah, he like stabs himself.
Yeah, he's like, ah.
Check this shit out.
Dude, I bet you David Blaine has got phenomenal game. The way he can like just hold any group, you know?
Oh yeah, it would be mad, bro. I was legitimately, so one of my friends is close to him, and I was asking him like, is he actually like a weirdo? Like, he's got to be like weird. Like, imagine just at his house, and he's like, oh, I'm gonna swallow this frog. Like, you'd have to sit across from him at the dinner table and just like take him serious. He's like, apparently he's the most normal, nicest guy ever.
Whoa!
I bet. Nice. Talk about mysterious though. A magician like him, you could pull off the mysterious card.
Yeah, imagine the shit he does in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to come out of my ears. Watch this.
He seems like a big cum retention guy. I wouldn't be surprised if he hasn't busted in like 6 years or something.
I guarantee he hasn't came. He's all into tantric shit.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't come until it comes out of my eyes or some shit.
A lot of naked massages with that
guy. Yeah, makes women come, just touching their forehead and shit.
Yeah, but he would probably do some fucking crazy shit, bro. Like, see this fucking dildo just pop out of his ass.
Well, then we're all magicians.
He's like, look in the mirror, and then he looks in. He's like, not there. He's like, where am I? It's like under the covers.
Oh, fuck. What are you guys working on at the minute? Anything crazy?
Yeah, we have one big project that we're not like. Yeah. It's such a bummer, but we're just not supposed to talk about it due to like things above our heads. And then, but we're always working on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, stand up, podcast, acting. We're kind of trying to do it all. Multi-hyphenate is the term. We're multi-hyphenates.
Yeah, an agent called me the other day.
If you ask like if someone in the industry, like they're multi-hyphenates. I've been using that word because I learned it last week.
What's it like when people meet you in real life because you're both, you know, you play characters a lot, and so when people meet you in real life, is that kind of weird?
No, I think I'm like really close to the characters, so
flawlessly kind of weave in and out.
Yeah, I'm much more quiet, I guess.
Yeah,
than people expect, and introverted.
Right,
which is like, I guess they're just like, oh, he's chill, I guess.
Right.
You know, as opposed to like being like, hey, what's up, dude? I don't know. Like, it's, I guess that's the difference. So I think people would probably just think I'm much more low key than they expect.
Yeah, I get that too.
We're fortunate too. Most of the people who like us, like our little niche, they're really nice. So it's almost never like an imposition. Everyone's pretty kind. And if you're nice back to them, it always goes pretty well.
Yeah, I get fucking hate. Abby's trying to create like a hate against him. Like, he'll post cancelable shit.
No. I posted like a fake like news story where I got canceled, but it wasn't like I made it though.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
that. Now this video, I don't know if you saw that.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, I just pretended like people were mad at me when they weren't.
Yeah, I posted it on my Snapchat, and people were like, yeah, he deserves it. I was like, you guys don't get it. Like, he did it to himself.
Do you think they actually dislike, like, or is it really like they like you and they're just like, they like feeling that way?
I think because I went on reality TV, it's pretty easy to judge someone like me.
Mm.
So I think, like, it's probably well warranted. But, like, yeah, being on reality TV, like, you're not really known for being like notable or smart or like doing anything, like adding any value to the world. So like people, I feel like, tend to like try and poke fun of us because we're just normal people that just got super lucky.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
No, you go, dog.
Well, I bet you when you're out in the real world, it's, you know, is it probably just on the internet?
Yeah, just on the internet. I think I've only had someone talk shit like once or twice.
Yeah.
But, like, usually it's behind, like, 50 people, and they're, like, trying to yell it, and they're not going to come anywhere near me.
Yeah.
They're, like, just drunk and trying to, like,
Which is weird, because I'm not going to do anything. Like, I'm probably more afraid of you than you are of me.
Like, yeah. You're like
a bear. Yeah, I'm going to run away. Like, like, what am I going to do?
But you're a tall dude.
I noticed that right away.
Yeah.
You've got good numbers on you, dude.
Because I crop my legs out of every photo. They're so skinny and long, and like people give me shit about it.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, I was like, I could just hide it. Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like a woman that like Facetunes. I'm like, I'm a full catfish.
Right.
I have like this hot take where I think people underestimate reality TV. Like, I think 1,000 years from now, when like all this stuff gets flattened by time, like I think like Summer House will be remembered on like the same artistic level. I'm kind of serious too. Like, same artistic level as like The Sopranos. Like, I feel like you get just as much like human insight from it as you can from like anything that's scripted. It doesn't really feel like a big difference to me.
Really?
No, like, I mean, they're all produced and they're all like kind of shaped, and the people on the shows I think are like incredible. Like, the personalities and their ability to be so real while they're being observed is like, I don't know, it feels just as good to me as like anything that someone like, you know, totally makes up.
Yeah. That's very fucking true. Yeah, especially the Kardashians. That's just going to be...
They're unbelievable.
Yeah, those chicks are unbelievable. I was watching that Moon Tower.
They fucking bring it. Yeah.
What? Yeah, you actually watch it?
Well, with my girlfriend, I was watching. And I was like, this is incredible.
Is it sick?
It's amazing.
Yeah, good.
Dude, I was fully.
Really? I've only seen like three apps, but every time I'm like, this is fucking incredible.
Dude, Chloe is, she's hilarious.
Really? Yeah. One time, Kim.
You know, Harry used to date Chloe.
Really?
Yeah. You used to date Chloe?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
It was all over the news.
No, it was all over the news. It was crazy.
Oh, really?
Oh, but it was all made up?
Yeah, it's fully fabricated.
Really?
Yeah, someone sent into like a T-page saying like Harry Jazzy's like picking up fucking flowers in a Bentley to go give it to Khloe Kardashian when I was just picking it up to go give it to like the Netflix social team.
And then it blew up.
And then it went nuts. It was on the E! News. Like all these people were like leaning into it. And I'm not going to say anything because it was like, oh, this is sick for me. Mm-hmm. But then Khloe commented on it and said, absolutely not true. And I was like, well, let's do something about that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Does that ever spark you into feeling like maybe we should make this lie real?
Bro, I asked like 4 people that are close to her, even their like personal paparazzi. I was like, yo, like next time you like get a photo of her, just be like, yo, Harry's the best time. Like, you know, like he would be so much fun. A completely immature piece of shit, but you would have fun and you'd be worried 24/7.
Nice.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
You said you're dating, you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Have you had a girlfriend?
No, not right now.
Is it hard? Do you struggle to date in LA?
It was funny. I thought that was the thing. And so then I like dated someone from outside of LA.
Yeah.
And it was the same problems. Oh. And I was like, you know, I had kind of I guess it's like a rude assessment of it, but I was like, crazy doesn't have a zip code. Like it can exist anywhere. And I'm bringing the crazy as well. So
yeah.
I don't know. I do think there's issues that are probably specific to LA with dating, but I don't know if it's LA. I think it's probably more what I'm bringing to
what
the table.
What you're
into. Yeah.
I usually bring the crazy out of people.
Sure, yeah, so I feel I'm that
like,
way too.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I hate all this craziness, but I'm also like, I'm the one that's like fully activating that intentionally. Like,
well, it fuses you more quickly with someone else if you have these like...
But there's a trauma bond.
Yeah, exactly. So I have to kind of watch my brain try to go there and then try to like just sit in the middle and not go for like extreme emotion and stuff like that.
Have you struggled dating?
No, I mean, I've been kind of like... I had a girlfriend for like 2.5 years, and then I was like single for like a year, and then I just started dating again. So, or I just have a new girlfriend now. So I've been kind of like, in my time in the dating scene, no, I guess I'm just more low key. Like I don't really, I like having a girlfriend, I guess I'd say.
Did you find when you guys were like, when your video and shit was like blowing up, that like old friends were like questioning you? Cause obviously you guys were playing characters. You know, like, did you have people that, like, were like, oh, what happened? Or, like, why are you... Like...
I think they were, like, kind of, like, relieved. They're like, oh, you're actually, like, doing it.
Oh,
you know, because, like, I was making, like, sketch videos and stuff, you know, probably, like, 2014 and stuff. That just were, like, you know, all my college friends were, like... they were really supportive, but I'm sure they were just, like... Like, fuck, man. And then I think when those start hitting, they're like, kind of like, you know, people would start hitting me up. They'd be like, they were like stoked on it.
Yeah. Did you drop out of college?
No.
No.
I just went straight into like all this stuff right after I graduated.
High school?
What's up?
High school or college?
College.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What were you studying?
Philosophy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But I don't remember any of it.
What about you?
I went to like 12 different junior colleges, and then I finally graduated from like university when I was like 26 with a major in screenwriting. And I was I was a horrible student. I got like, I just could not get it straight.
Wow.
Yeah, it was wild.
Do you think your degrees benefited you at all in this industry?
Writing, yeah, for sure. I think, you know, writing a thesis and then arguing the point, I think it helped me a ton with writing, with that creative style of thinking, that sort of out of the box thinking, which I just naturally gravitated towards. I like was going to be an English major, then I took a philosophy class, and I love that abstract style of thinking where you're just sort of like, is a tree even there, you know, or is that subjective?
Damn.
And then I was like, that's awesome. So I like writing papers like that, I think helped me a ton.
Yeah.
And sort of this more creative style of writing for sure.
Yeah, that's sick. What advice would you give to someone that's trying to start out with the social media stuff or trying to do skits and shit?
Just do it.
Just get it done.
Yeah, and find people you like to work with.
Yeah.
I think it helps a ton, like having a partner.
Yeah.
Yeah, when did you guys meet?
We met doing a beer bong actually.
Mm-hmm. Like, Four Hose Beer Bong.
Yeah, like 2014.
Yeah, this dude couldn't do it because he was on antibiotics. So I slid in and finished off the chug more.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of, our eyes met at the end of the chug. And it was like, it's like one of those magic moments you hear people describe in a rom-com, like just kindred spirits. And I just remember feeling all these chemicals of joy in my dome. And we held eye contact for so long that finally one of our other bros.
Yeah, I felt bad for the other two guys.
Brant was like, yo, the chug's over. And we were like still holding the hose looking at each other.
Yeah.
And they were like, yo, we're trying to dip. And I think we ended up staring at each other for like 2 hours or something like that.
Yeah, and the other guys were like, I think they just sort of detached from the hoses.
When I looked down, it was just on the ground, and I was just holding, you know,
an empty hose. That's the ferocity of his chug, you know, is so intense. Where I was like, this guy's going places, you know.
It was a real fire and ice combo on the chug, because you're like, you look like you could be doing anything when you're chugging.
Oh, dude, thank
you. It's so smooth. And with me, it's more of a fight. Like, you know, I'm really peeling the onion.
Yeah. I think that's your Colombian roots. He's very passionate.
I'm fiery.
Yeah. And I'm just, you know, my family's been from California for 100 years.
Yeah.
Some of the original settlers, some Steinbeck.
Yeah, yeah, some 49ers, you know, looking for gold.
Working in the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
Got fingernails like oyster shells.
Yeah, yeah. And then we found each other.
Yeah. But I would tell people that.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, find someone you like working with.
Yeah.
It helps a ton.
Yeah. And I think, do lots of beer bongs, four hose beer bongs.
Just look across from you.
Yeah, look across.
I don't drink. Is there anything I can do, like kombucha or something like that?
Yeah, you can chug whatever you want, dog.
Yeah.
Okay, you can do water or whatever.
No, hey, here we support sobriety for sure. Self-improvement, that's huge. But you can still chug.
Okay, good.
And no excuse for not chugging.
Dude, yeah, and hot yoga.
Hot yoga.
I would say hot yoga, and then just sort of look around and see if anyone's
trying
on your
to make
level.
Eye contact with a good dude that wants to make some sketches.
Yeah, have your head on a swivel. Always be looking for kindred spirits.
Yeah, yeah.
You never know, some guy named like, you know, Sage. Oh, you just look over and he's just, you know, you're like, dude, nice bracelets. And he's like, yeah, I do comedy as well, and you're like, boom.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, fucking! I didn't think that answer would have gone that far.
Wait, dude, where in Australia are you from?
Oh, shit. I'm from central Queensland.
Because I studied in Gold Coast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, sick. Yeah, I'm like right above, like 10-hour drive above Gold Coast.
So you're north?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool.
There's a place called Rockhampton. Did you travel around Australia at all?
A little bit. I went to Melbourne.
Oh, sick.
I went to Sydney.
Yeah,
I want to go to Brisbane. Are you near Brisbane?
Yeah.
That's
our closest city.
Yeah, I was in like Surfers Paradise.
Oh, dude, but that's such a sick spot.
Yeah, it's fun. The beaches there, I found it to be a lot like California, except the beaches were like 10 times nicer.
Yeah, cleaner, more sharks.
Like, more dangerous.
Sick. Yeah.
Yeah, way more dangerous. We have like where I'm from, there's like saltwater crocodiles and shit. Like there's a lot more to worry about.
Yeah.
Have you had encounters?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fucking sick. And like a lot of people like lose their dogs.
Really?
Because they'll go take their dog for a walk on the beach and then it gets eaten by a crocodile.
Oh, brutal.
That's sick.
That's crazy.
That's cool, man.
Were there big spiders and stuff?
Like? Yeah. Like the size of your hand. Like they get huge. I was telling one of my friends, which is the scariest thing because I guess you don't think about it, but if you crash your car into water in Australia, your car's filled with spiders. So they all come out. Trying to like get away from the water.
Yeah.
Cause like they all.
Oh my God.
They all hide in their car. So there's legitimate moments when I've been driving back home in Australia and then a spider will just come out and like hang out right here. Or you'll see it on the outside of the car and it just won't move and it'll just stay on the window.
Oh God.
Like it's crazy. These huntsmen are huge. Like if they bite you, it doesn't really do anything. Like I've been bitten by a couple of them and it doesn't really do anything. But they're just massive and scary and just terrifying.
And you have box jellyfish up there too?
Yeah.
Those will kill you, right?
They'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
You can't see it, but they're just long.
Yeah, they're jellyfish like this big, right? I remember I was like scuba diving in the... What's up?
They're tiny?
They're tiny.
Yeah, their tentacles are crazy long.
Yeah, and I was scuba diving in the Great Barrier Reef.
Yeah.
I forget where it was, but it was up north around there. We were wearing like these special wetsuits because if you get stung...
You get hit, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't piss on that and get rid of it. Bro, it's crazy. And there's like sea snakes as well. So if one of those bites you, they can't because their mouth can't open up enough. But if it bites you, you're dead in like 3 minutes. And then there's obviously sharks, fucking jellyfish, all this shit. And then back on land, there's like so much stuff that can kill you. All right, lads, where can everyone find you? Anything that they should look for?
Oh,
yeah, we have a podcast, Going Deep with Chad and JT.
Sick.
YouTube, Chad and JT Go Deep. And then my Instagram is Chad Goes Deep.
JT Par 14.
Why didn't you go with the Go Deep memo?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, why did you?
That probably would have been smarter.
Seems off brand.
Yeah, I'm not like the smartest with that stuff.
I feel like you're kind of ripping the band apart.
No, never, dude.
Dude, you should be JT Goes Deep.
Dude, you know what? I might switch today.
Why did you not do that?
I know. I just JT Par 14 was like my screen name growing up. So AT Par 14 has just always been like my moniker and name for so many different things. So it just felt consistent. Oh, and also when I did it, the thing hadn't blown up yet. So I didn't think I knew.
Oh.
That's what it is.
Right.
But had I come in later in the game, I probably would have done that.
Yeah, because I was just singing. I was like, wow, like you're the odd one out. You got the YouTube, everything else is like goes deep. Like the podcast goes deep and then you're par 14. Like it just doesn't add up.
Yeah, terrible. Dude. I don't know.
What is goes deep like for? Is it anything crazy?
We're not deep into politics, deep into knowledge. A lot of people think it's sexual.
Yeah, no way.
That was never the implication.
No.
Plus we got little dicks, so we're definitely not saying that.
Yeah, it goes medium deep.
Yeah, on a good day. Yeah, for sure.
I was thinking it goes deep in my noggin.
Yeah, you know? Politics is a big one, huh?
Yeah, we're deep into civic duty.
What the fuck is that?
It's just, we don't know.
Yeah, dude.
But we're in it.
I don't know.
And we're compelled by public policy and, you know, the nuances of governance. And we're trying to figure it all out and fix it up for our constituents.
Yeah.
100, dude.
Yeah.
Fighting all right, lads. Thank you so much. If you did enjoy today's episode, like, comment, subscribe. And if you really want to, shave 17% of your hair off for the Amazon.
Let's go.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, dude. Yeah. Let's do it.
Hell yeah.